bless you, everyone, brothers, sisters. Amen. We can sing maybe that song, Peace, Peace, Coming Down. Amen.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. My spirit forever I pray, in fathomless below.
think we should really give our technicians a round of applause. They're doing a tremendous job. Yeah. It's not easy. If ever you've worked in IT, you know what it is to work under pressure. When the cables aren't working and the boss wants the job done. I think, Saints, it's good for us to come to a time of prayer. Now, why not let's all pray. Let's stand to our feet the best way that we can appreciate this opportunity the Lord's given us once again to gather in His house is by yielding ourselves to Him. So let's spend a time in prayer. Pray whichever way the Lord leads you to. Let's pray for the Lord to bless the ministry tonight, the song worship. Let's pray for the Lord to watch over the people that have traveled over this festive season. And pray for yourself to say, Lord, please draw near to me. May it be a blessed time. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I'm sure you desire to be in the Spirit this evening as well. So let's all come to a time of prayer.
Oh,
song, John was in the Spirit. Amen. We really have to be in the Spirit to experience the same blessing God sent us through Jesus Christ. Amen. A.K.A. John was in the Spirit.
About the new church. I think it'll be really wonderful just to see where things have got to and to see the potential of 2025. Who believes 2025 is going to be a blessed year? I really do. I don't know. I feel this has been a good year. It's been a busy year. It's been a year which maybe set up a lot of things maybe for next year. But we just so much desire that 2025 lives up to its potential and that the Lord will be glorified. So I put a presentation, the new church update. Brother Woolmore and his family, they were in England. It would be so nice if they were here. He's done so much work on this. And thank you so much to all the others in our committee, the project team. It's been a really, really good job to get things to the place that it is. Okay, so if you view full screen there, somehow. Does anybody know how to operate Adobe? Control L, yay. Control L if you try it. Oh yeah, I see it's up on the top there. Menu. And view down below there and full screen. Zoom and full screen. No. Yay. That's the problem with being pilgrims, moving around place to place. Everything needs to be set up. Okay. That's, thanks, sister. Thanks for that. Okay, so we're looking at our new church update. So if you remember where we left things before, we had our previous contractor's cost. I'll say the beginning one, I just called it sky high plus VAT. It was just a sky high cost that he gave us. And then we say, that's really impossible unless we have somebody who's got a gold mine comes to church. We're never going to be able to afford the original cost. So if you remember the contractor, we had to work together with him to take things out, to try to get the price down to something that was affordable. So the first thing that came out was the painting. So we said, okay, look, we'll do the painting if we have to. Next thing that came out, the carpeting. We said, okay, we'll end up doing the carpeting if we have to. And then the carpentry work doing the platform, the main platform, and doing the platform also for the technician's little booth. We said, we'll take that out, we'll do that as well. And then in the end, we said, okay, no more hanging ceilings. Brother Wilmer said, we'll just spray paint all the ceilings black. We'll just leave it the way that it is. Never be able to afford putting in all of these hanging ceilings throughout our building. We said, okay, well, if you have to live with that. No air conditioning. We said, okay, we can squeeze in one ventilator unit, but, well, down the way, we'll put in our air conditioning. We said, okay, we'll have to forget about access control. You know, guys, when they come to the church in the middle of the service, they're going to be locked out. Let's hope somebody hears them knocking, because there's going to be no way to know if there's somebody downstairs. Or you have to leave the door open, which is unsafe, you know. So we had to take out the access control. There went our fridge. Said, okay, sisters, you're not going to have a fridge. Uh-oh, no dishwasher. We forget about dishwasher. That comes in phase two. Oh, no more microwave. So we took all of these things out. And it came in at 319,000. And we said, okay, guys, this is going to be tough. But let's squeeze this in. So we agreed with the guy. We got the contractor the day before. We're supposed to sign the contract. You know what he did. As they say in Ireland, he took a runner. He decided he didn't want to be part of the project anymore. And we came and we showed the slide that says there's no bad news for a believer. It's only good news in disguise. So I want to just say to you today, it's good news in disguise. For that contractor to leave the way he did, it delayed us a little bit, but it's good news in disguise. So let's have a look at the new contractor's cost now. So there's the first contractor. The new one comes in quite a bit cheaper. How much cheaper? 265. So we're saving about 50,000 there, 50 something thousand he's coming in at, which is really, really quite a big, big saving. But that's not the good news. He's going to do the painting. He's going to do the carpentry. He's going to put air conditioning throughout the whole building. He's going to put a hanging ceiling right from the front of the building to the back. He's putting in the access control. He's giving us a big fridge. He's giving us our dishwasher. And he's giving us our microwave. It's amazing. So for that cost, so the other contract was 319, taking all of that out. So this contractor, he kept it all in and put more. He was the one who said, no, you guys have to have air conditioning. You can't have a building so big like this. In winter, you'll be too cold. In summer, you'll be too hot. So he just priced it in from the beginning, putting in air conditioning throughout the building. So I really thought that was a blessing. So where does it leave us? What's not included? We decided we'd do the carpets ourselves. Brother Wilmore said, look, we've got to do something. I mean, hey, we can't let this man do everything. So we're going to just put the carpet tiles. So at least we would have had we'll feel at the end of the project that we did something. You know, that we didn't just have to sit there. Then our furniture, obviously we've got to buy our furniture, our desks and so forth. We already have all of our benches purchased. And then Big Bear Sound, we just have to make one more payment to them to finish up on the sound equipment. So that's all that's left, basically. The only thing we have to do on the building itself is we're going to be doing the carpet tiles. So how much do we have to pay? So it's 265. Charlestown are paying 221, including VAT. 197 plus 24 with VAT. So we have to pay 69,000 construction fee and 12,000 VAT. So our total we have to pay is 81,000. We already have 63,000 in our building fund as we speak today. So the total required is 18,000. So that's all that we need to get into the building the way that we planned it from the beginning. And I think that is a real, real powerful, powerful to think of. Yeah, I'm sure you felt like me in the middle of the whole process when more and more is being stripped out and more is being put on the back foot, on the back burner. It just didn't feel the way that it should. You know, right from the beginning, we always felt, but if the Lord could just do us a wonderful thing and we move in on the first day into a building that is just complete. You know, that we're not always saying, but I've only would have done this, and okay, well, we'll put this in down the way. And we really want to just thank the Lord for his goodness, because the Lord has done that. So obviously we need to also just buy some carpeting, play Big Bear, buy some furniture. We're estimating about 18,000 for all of that. So the total requires about 36,000. Where will you get the money from? Clan Credo has already said they can lend us 110,000. We wanted to borrow some money from them, like we said, to get a track history with them. So we thought that amount, 36,000, if you borrow that, so over 10 years, 7.5% interest, comes to about 427 a month. But the good thing about it on these figures is the VAT portion is we can claim back our VAT as well. You know, so next year we should be able to claim back. Now, we're not guaranteed getting all our VAT. The Irish government doesn't guarantee that. The Irish government puts a fund of 100 million euro a year for all charities to claim back their VAT. So all charities put in their claims, and then the government works out. If it doesn't come up to 100 million, everyone gets 100%. If it goes above 100 million, then the government gives a portion back, an equal portion of that. But I'm sure we're going to get quite a bit of that VAT back. So whatever VAT on this, on Big Bear Sound, on the other fees that we've had to pay as we've gone, we make a claim on all of that VAT. And that should cover quite a sizable portion of that loan. As soon as we get our VAT paid back, we just paid off that loan to Clan Credo, and we should find ourselves in a very, very good position of paying whatever that it is. So how will we pay this? Obviously, we just keep our building fund going as we have. I don't think it would take too long for us to finish it. We have our good fundraising committee, and they've got some very good ideas of how to raise funds. And then we have our GoFundMe page. Our GoFundMe, and thank you, Brother Joel's helped so much on this, we've currently got 2,095 contributed on our GoFundMe page. And we haven't put any effort on promoting this in any way. You know, this was just almost word of mouth. So I've sent the link to our GoFundMe page to each of our forums just now, just in the service. Why not just let's all give it a push once again? Now put it on your social media, put it on your status, put it on your Facebook. And once a month or so, we just do it for a couple of days. We just keep pushing it out. You keep reminding people. And let's see what the Lord will do for us, because that's 2,095 that the Lord has provided that we don't have to repay. So I don't think it would take too much for us to be able to finish up that loan in a reasonable period of time. So to everybody who's been involved, you really do appreciate it. Like I say, especially Brother Woolmore, he's done a tremendous job. The new contractor, Brother Nat was there the other day. He's a very nice man. He's an Irish guy, old-fashioned kind of businessman. He's a Catholic man, quite a big man in his parish council, whatever, for the Catholic Church. So he has a respect, he has a fear of God, and a very, very nice man to deal with. So it's good news, I really do believe, and we thank the Lord for that, and we look forward. So the dates, he starts on site, we've already signed everything up, 20th of January. So he's starting on the 20th of January, and he's expecting to finish around St. Patrick's Day, so about the 17th of March or something. So we have a finishing point, we got light at the end of the tunnel as we finish this year. Let's just rest in the Lord and see what he's going to do as we move into that place in the new year. So God bless you, saints, for that. Sorry, do we have any specials tonight? Did anybody want to sing a special? Sister Kamal wants to sing. Okay, let Brother Vlad sing one song, then a special. Then on the ministry, did anybody choose which order we're going to preach? Brother Max, did you want to go first? Who wants to go first? You'll go first, bro. Okay. So let's sing a song then, Sister Kamel, one more song, and then we'll ask Brother Eli, whoever it is, to come forward and take the first service. Thank you, bro.
Ki'i, they come from the east and west. Feast with the king. D. They come from the east and west, from the Karasa, to feast with the king.
You sent. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. Thank you.
George, maybe we can sing Ancient Words. KG. Ancient Words.
It's long preserved for our walk in this world. They reside with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us go in this world. Ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this day, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, with the faithful words of Christ, holy words long preserved for our walk. Ancient words impart, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, oh lady, ancient words impart, ancient words ever true, changing me. Open up, oh, let the ancient words impart.
We can sing that, oh, how I love Jesus. And we'll ask Brother Eli. Brother Faithful, yeah? Sorry.
He's a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music. Sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me all the same. Set me free. It tells me of his precious love, the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. My Father in store for every day, and though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Just want to say thank you this day, Lord. We are so grateful, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, to be assembled in your presence, oh God. Oh Lord, you said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there in their midst, oh Father. And we are so grateful, Lord, because we know that you are right here, Father, in our midst, oh God, and you're ready to dine with us, oh God. Father, what a privilege it is, oh God, for us to, oh Lord, assemble ourselves, oh God, and have the presence of Jesus Christ, to have the presence of Jehovah in our midst, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, we are so grateful, Lord. We are so thankful, Father, for this day, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for the year, oh God, from January, oh God, even to this moment, oh Father, Lord Jesus, how your grace and your mercy, Lord, has brought us to this hour. We just want to say thank you, Father. As we come, oh God, to the sacred part of this, oh God, service, oh God, the preaching of the word, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you hide me behind Calvary's cross. Oh God, and you speak something to someone, oh God, that is going to be of encouragement to somebody, Lord. May it be something, oh God, oh Father, Lord Jesus, that you want to be heard by your people, Father. Lord, I pray if there be anything that I've, oh God, even planned to say, but will not be, oh God, to the edification of your bride, Lord, may you shut my mouth from saying it, Lord. And Father, Lord, if there be anything, Lord Jesus Christ, that would be, oh God, to the edification of your bride, may you open my mouth to speak it, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. May you just come down and help us, Lord, as we look to you, Father. We are looking to you for mercy. We are looking to you for grace, oh God. May you speak to us, oh God, this day, Father. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. If you don't mind, amen, I'll try to get comfortable, amen. Amen. God bless you. If you have your Bibles with you, amen. I'll be reading for two scriptures, amen. I'll read Psalms 119, verses 59. And I'll also be reading Luke 2. So let us go to Psalm 119, verses 59, amen. You're feeling good, amen? Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible says, yes, Psalm 119, verses 59, amen. 119, the longest psalm, I believe. Verses 59, amen. If you're there, say amen. Bible says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke is in the New Testament. Chapter 2, we read from the 21st verse to the 32nd verse. Amen. Luke 2, 25. Amen. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, amen, whose name was Simon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. Do you believe that? If the Bible says the Holy Ghost was upon him, it means that the Holy Ghost was actually upon him. Amen. The Bible does not miss words. Amen. You say, oh, prophetic, but the outpouring of the Holy Ghost had not come at that time. If the Bible said the Holy Ghost was upon him, the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So there was a revelation that came to his heart. He knew that before he would see death, he would first of all see the Lord's Christ. Amen. He said, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Amen, amen. May the Lord bless you. Kindly have your seat. Amen. For a title today, amen, amen, we have three preachers coming, so I'm just here to get the ball rolling. Amen. Amen. And then the preachers will be coming behind to preach. Amen. It's just a little of exhortation. Amen. Amen. To get the ball rolling. I hope you're praying for me. Amen. 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 It's always nervous to be here. And I was speaking to my daddy behind there. I was telling him that I'm very nervous. He said, but you don't always look nervous. I said, no, it's not how bad they look. It's these guys. Amen. Just find a way to mask it. Amen. But I feel really nervous. Amen. Hallelujah. But I know you're praying for me. Amen. Amen. So here we see in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Amen. Here the psalmist was saying, as I thought on my ways, I turned my feet to thy testimonies. So there's something very important here about thinking on our ways. And as we see the year is coming to an end, and as we celebrate this Christmas, it is important to stop and pause and think on our ways. Amen. And think about what we are actually doing. Christmas has become something that is so commercial that if you go out today, you will see businesses, you know, stocking up. Amen. And as good as that is not the reason for the season. Amen. You go out to the shopping malls. I couldn't get into the shopping mall. I don't know, the other day, I was bumping into people. Amen. And I've never seen the shopping mall that filled up in my life. Everybody was everywhere shopping. Now that is good. Amen. But that is not the reason for the season. Amen. It has become some commercial affair, which is not bad in itself, but it is not actual reason for the season. Amen. So people carry on. And you see Santa Claus, and you see Father Christmas, and you see the trees, and you see the this and the that. And I'm not condemning all those things, but that is still not the reason for the season. Amen. Amen. So it is important to pause and think on what we are actually doing. Amen. What is Christmas about? What is this Christmas we are talking about? Amen. Why did Jesus come to the world? Why was he born? Why did he die? This is a good time to pause and think. And this is also a good time to pause and think on our own ways. Because if thinking about Christmas and not relating it to my life is of no effect to me. If Jesus was born and Jesus died, but I don't know that he died for me, and I have not realized and accepted his salvation, of what use is the Christmas then to me? So this time is a good time to take stock of our life and think on our ways. And I love David for this. David was a thinker. You could classify David as a thinker. Amen. And you know, growing up in Africa, amen, people would always tell you, don't think too much. Don't think too much. You know, if you think, you have high blood pressure and you will die. So when they see you sitting like this and you're like meditating, they say, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking. So sometimes we classify thinking to be something that is you do when you're going through depression or when things are not going on well with you or, you know. And then when we see people thinking, we are panicking that, oh, they will soon die because high blood pressure. That was the conception I had until I met the second professor of thinking, Professor Maxwell. He's a professor of thinking. I'm like, okay, so somebody can be a professor of thinking. And then they're telling me not to think. So no, that's not what I'm saying. We are not saying you should go into despair. You know, we are not talking about the thinking where you think and then you go into despair. And you think that everything is against you and you think that the whole world is against you. And you're doomed. That's not the thing we are thinking about. Amen. We are talking about positive thinking. Amen. Amen. David here said, I thought on my ways. It behoves us to think on our ways. You know, he was a thinker. That was why he wrote the Psalms. In those Psalms, you could see the element of thinking. Now, he was not the only one that was thinking. He said, it was even the practice of many great men in the Bible to find time to think. Amen. If you read Genesis 24, amen. Our sister, if you can put that for us. Genesis 24, verses 63, amen. Genesis 24, verses 63, we could see Isaac doing something there. Isaac was doing something very important. Amen. Genesis 24, verses 63, amen. The Bible says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide. So at the evening tide, when it is the cool of the evening, amen, when the dews are about to fall and when everything is so calm, Isaac will take a stroll, amen, along the street, amen. And what will he do? He will be meditating, amen. That is the practice of many a great man, amen.
They go out in the evening time, or some of them, they will rise up early in the morning. Yeah. Hallelujah, like Jesus Christ. He rose up early in the morning, and he goes and went to the mountain to pray, to meditate, to think. So it is important to think. Amen. And when we are getting to the evening time now of the year, which of the year 2024, we are getting to the evening tide of that year. It behoves us to pause and think on our ways. Amen. Amen. The psalmist was thinking one time, and then he wrote Psalm 63. He says, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is." This is an element of deep thinking. He said, "To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in thy sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life." Amen. "My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips." In verse 6, he says, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." This is an element of somebody that will take out time to think of the goodness of God. And then sometimes in this service, I don't want you to be here and your mind is not here. You can actually be here and your mind is not here. You can be here, but you're doing several things at the same time. Can you just pause for a while and let your mind be in this service and start thinking on your ways? The psalmist will think to a point in Psalm 77, verses 11. He says, "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings." This was a man that paused to meditate. In Psalms 119, verse 15, he says, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." In Psalms 119, verse 23, he says, "Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes." It is important to pause and think on our ways. Amen. Now, when the psalmist was thinking on his ways, amen, remember the mind is actually where everything is formed. The psychologists say the mind is the formation of the man. So your man, the man, you, yourself, the way your life is formed is as a result of your thinking, is as a result of the what you've been thinking about. And what are we thinking about here is about Jesus. Amen. We are here to think about Jesus. Because Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen. Amen. It is all about him. It is nothing about the preachers. It's nothing about the song leaders. It is nothing about this building. Amen. What we are here for is about Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is not a myth. Jesus is God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. It is important to stop to think. Because why? Your thoughts are important. Because those your thoughts, they will form words. Your words, they will form your actions. Your actions, they will become your habit. Your habits, they will become your character. And your character will determine your destiny. Your character is actually everything. And everything is a result of your thoughts. David would take time to think on his ways. He would think about the year. He would think about the year. He would think and pause. How have I lived my life this year? Have I lived my life in acceptance to the Lord? Have I actually done my best? Have I actually given my all? Did I hold back? Is there something I was supposed to do that I didn't do for the Lord? David will pause and he will think and think and think on his ways. Amen. Remember, it is when we think about Christ that is when Christ draws in. Amen. Remember those brothers on their way to Emmaus. Amen. What happened? As they were talking about him, that was when he stepped by them. Amen. Oftentimes, it is when we talk about the Lord that we find the Lord in our midst. You say, "Oh, my brother, I don't see supernatural happening again. I don't see power in the church. I don't see this. I don't see that." What are we spending our mind on? You cannot manufacture anointing. Amen. Anointing is not manufactured. Anointing is a result of what you've been meditating on. It's a result of what you've been staying your mind on. That is why the songwriter said, keep your mind stayed on him. When you keep your mind stayed on him, amen, inspiration will flow, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now let's look at those that were there in the first coming of Jesus. Those that were actually thinking about him, we are those that saw the manifestation of Jesus in their life. Hallelujah. Those that we are not thinking about him, but they even occupied positions, did not even know that he was there. But those that we are meditating and thinking on him, he came to them. Hallelujah. The Lord can actually come to you when you just start thinking about him. Hallelujah. This season, amen, some of us are, we are in our holiday. Let us dedicate this time to thinking on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mary, she was thinking about the Lord. Maybe that Sunday she went to service and the prophet, amen, or the priest in the service told her that a virgin shall conceive. And she was going home that evening. She was thinking about that sermon. How can a virgin conceive? How possible would it be for a virgin to conceive? She must have been meditating on that scripture. Hallelujah. She meditated upon that scripture first before the manifestation of the scripture. All that would happen to you would first of all happen in your mind before it happens in your spirit and your soul. How do you get the Holy Spirit? How do you get converted? It starts from your mind. Ram says it comes by the reading of the word. Because by the reading of the word, man... are convicted.
That's right.
By the meditating upon the word, men are convicted. Because if you don't read the word, you don't meditate, you will not actually know what you ought to be.
That's right.
And if you don't know what you ought to be, you are not striving for anything. Because you have no vision. But when you know what you ought to be, then you will know when you miss the mark.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. When Mary, that time, she was thinking about the Lord, amen. She was saying, oh man, how will a virgin conceive? Then the angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, thou art highly favored.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now when she received the promise and she was impregnated,